All right, we're still talking about harvesting our produce from our garden. Today's talk, we're going to talk about potatoes and onions. Well, potatoes is one of those plants that everybody loves to grow and everybody loves to eat because there's so many uses for potatoes. Well, we need to stop and think about, we need to harvest our potatoes whenever the vine has already died. Now, it'll be after that, whenever the vine dies, that we will be harvesting them. Now, there's a few new varieties that you can harvest right before they die, but the majority ones out there on the market is the vine will die, and that you'll give you a clue in that, hey, my potatoes are getting close to harvest. What I always tell people is, you know, dig a hill sometimes if you're unsure. Dig a hill up and see, you know, the maturity of those potatoes that's down under the ground because you really can't see them. Well, if we're talking about late potatoes, it'll be sometime August or September whenever you go to harvest them and dig them. Remember, don't wash them and don't refrigerate them. Cold temperatures causes the natural starches that are in those potatoes to convert to sugars, and that'll give you kind of a musty taste or a tasting potato. Store them in a cool, dry place, though, for a few weeks. Or if you need to store them a lot longer, then make sure that the light that you have them in that area is a very low light because, that, of course, that light will encourage sprouting, and we don't want to do that. Always use some newspaper in between the layers of your potatoes. What that'll do is that'll prevent any spoilage that could spread into your other bins if any kind of spoilage is occurring. So that layer of newspaper will kind of act as a barrier to stop some of these different diseases and spoilage. You want to some people use their own potatoes for seed potatoes. A lot of times that builds up a lot of disease and viruses, and so you're spreading from one season to the next season different viruses and different diseases. If you're starting to have a lot of trouble with that, it may just be time to grit your teeth and buy from a reputable vendor some seed potatoes. Just keep that in mind. All right, let's switch over to onions real quick. Onions are usually, you want to harvest them, harvesting onions is a whole lot easier than cutting them. I can say that for a fact. They're usually ready whenever the tops fall over, and after you pull them up, you want to allow them to dry in the sun or in a cool place. You don't need to wash your onions. A lot of times, clip the roots, and you want to clip the tops down to about a 1 inch above the bulb. If you clip it any closer to the bud, the tops, a lot of times it will not allow them to dry properly, and so you could have some spoilage because you haven't cut the tops at the right length that it needs to be cut. Usually that's 1 inch above the bulb. Separate your onions. That will preserve them a lot longer, and there's different ways of doing it. If they're headed for the refrigerator, you want to wrap them individually in a tin foil, and that even they can even last up to 1 year that way. There's some other methods of storing, you know, some dried onions. You could put them in a mesh bag or some nylon stocking and tie knots to separate them, and that of course gives you good ventilation, and that'll keep any of the spoilage from happening. Again, separating the onion seems to go a long way. You can also spread them out on a flat screen and don't allow them to touch. But if you use any type of material to lay them on that could trap some moisture, of course they're going to not last very long like that way. And just remember, the sweeter the onion, the shorter the storage time. So that tells me, that's because of the moisture content. There's higher moisture content in those sweeter onions. So just remember, all sweet things must come to an end. And that's a little bit about potatoes and onions. This has been Anthony Carver talking a little bit about harvesting your produce from your garden.